Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
It's rivalry week here in Maryville as the Spoofhounds get set to take on the Savannah Savages tonight at the Hound Pound. Kickoff coming at 7 o'clock. We're joined by Maryville head coach Matt Webb, as well as a starting tight end for his club, Cooper Gassler. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. And Coach Webb, we talk about it every year, and last year we got to do it twice. But the Highway 71 showdown is pretty meaningful for this community, as well as these players, especially a senior like Cooper who's trying to go out with a win in it. Take me back to your playing days, what this game means, and what you tell the guys this week.
Well, I just remember growing up here and being Nolan's age, and you know, having a sense of you know, Savannah Savages, and you know, you played against those guys in all sports, and whether that was, you know, summer league baseball or travel teams or, you know, football, or and then, you know, you always had a common opponent in you know, middle school, and then so you always wanted to beat your friend, and, you know, to be honest, your rival. And then so it kind of got heated, and it just always kind of built up from a community standpoint. You know, your parents and the guys that played before you, you know, like when I played, it was, you know, some guys that were, when I was a freshman, sophomore, it was the juniors and seniors, and they would talk about that game and, you know, Savannah versus Maryville. So it's just kind of a traditional rivalry. You've played for a long time, and I think what's unique about it now is, you know, there's two communities that are passionate about youth sports and, you know, high school activities, and you know, whether it's, you know, football, basketball, baseball, softball, you know, soccer, in any sport, you want to beat your rival. And so before I came, they started, you know, Coach Holt and Savannah Coach kind of got together and wanted to start a traveling trophy with a sign. And it's literally a metal Highway 71 sign that it's going to battle for, you know, a bragging rights trophy, and you know, it's not anything fancy. It's not a ring, and you know, it's not a metal trophy that, or a plaque that kind of, you know, is a traditional fancy looking trophy. It's just a metal sign with stickers on it that says who won and who lost each year, and that trophy goes to each football team, and we've never lost it, and the guys take a lot of pride in that. It hangs in our locker room, and you know, there's been some great games over the years, and you know, just some really memorable moments. But, you know, these are the games that you remember when you get old and gray and you think back of Maryville, Savannah, and, you know, that rivalry will continue, and you want to make sure you play great against your rival.
Cooper, give it to me from the current player perspective of Coach talking about it from watching it at his playing days, now coaching, but you've been around it, and, of course, I'm sure that probably pretty meaningful in the locker room. Your perspective on it, and what do you tell some of the younger guys as you get set for this football game tonight?
Yeah, so so this game it's pretty important to us. You know, we obviously haven't lost the sign, and Savannah has been pretty good. You know, they have really good players like Kate Chappelle, Zayn Snap. So this is a really big game. You know, we're telling the younger guys just to play for the older guys, because when they're old like us, they want the younger guys to do the same. So, yeah, it's a very big game. Ever since I was a kid, Savannah's always been a big rivalry with Maryville. So just seeing that growing up in the town is really cool. And now that I get to be a part of that, it's pretty awesome. So, yeah, we're really hoping for a big win tonight.
You know, we look through the schedule and you say, well, Blair Oaks, that's a big game to lead things off with. Then you turn around, St. Pius, that could be a conference championship game in week four. Then you turn around, you have Lutheran North last week. Those are all big games. Does this one just take it up a notch where you know it's Savannah across the way?
Yeah, I'd say it kind of does, just because we don't like them a lot, you know. And this is also for the conference championship pretty much. So, yeah, I mean, that Highway 71 sign is pretty important to us. We want that sign, and we want it to stay in our locker room. So, yeah, it's a lot more important than those games, in my opinion.
Coach Cooper touched on a big point there, a chance to get a share of that MEC title with a win here tonight. When you kind of go down that goals list, is that at the very top? All right, let's take care of the MEC title, then worry about districts and everything after that, but it kind of starts with one.
Yeah, certainly it's that's when you look at the MEC, and then you, like you mentioned, you know, with St. Pius, Savannah, and, you know, traditional rival in Chillicothe, and obviously, you know, Benton and Lafayette and Cameron, those, all those schools, you know, our teams again that, you know, you got to win those games to be able to put yourself in good district standpoint, and regardless of where we fall in a district, you know, year in, year out. So the MEC is important because it kind of prepares us for postseason, and it's a great conference. When we've been able to be in this situation we've put ourselves in, it's because the kids have earned it. You know, we do challenge them with a difficult schedule, like you mentioned, and they've got to earn the right to be able to be, you know, one of the unbeaten teams in the MEC getting to this point in the season, as well as Savannah. You know, so you look at this game tonight and the last two unbeaten teams in the MEC and you know, with no losses, and then going into week nine next week. So it's got huge you know, implications on the MEC.
Now, you go into this Savannah game after a short week, a win over Lutheran North on a Saturday. With this game on the horizon, coming off an emotional win like last week, does it take a lot to get these guys re-centered, or were they kind of just ready to go on Monday?
They're ready to go. We're ready to go Saturday night. We talked about it last Friday night before Lutheran North, realizing that it was going to be a short week in our schedule. And, you know, coaches are always kind of about routine and schedule and, you know, film prep and, you know, inside drill and skelly drill and scheme stuff. And so we talked about having 7 days of focus, and certainly, you know, I think it's great that it falls after an emotional victory, because there is no chance of a letdown. I mean, from a mental letdown, you know, from a focus standpoint, or taking somebody lightly. I mean, how can you take, you know, somebody like Savannah, as good as they are, lightly? I mean, you just won't do that. And it kind of zeroes you in real quick. So we enjoyed that win, and obviously it was a big win, but yeah, that thing got put to bed probably before the bus ride got home. We had enjoyed the bus ride home from Chile, and that was about it.
Cooper, coming off the Lutheran North game, obviously the top team in Class 4 that you faced a week ago, some big boys across the way. You do have that short week of prep, but also physically, we kind of talked before, but I mean, what, you're 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
The body bounces back kind of quick, right? But is that something you felt a little bit longer into this week?
I would say no. Coach Webb made us ice baths, like, right when we got back from Lutheran North, and a lot of the guys took advantage of that. And I say a lot of us were smart over the weekend and just rested our bodies. So I think everyone was feeling good Monday. You know, there's some cuts and bruises, but for the most part, I think everyone was just ready to go and focus on Savannah to go 1-0 this week.
We're talking Maryville High School football getting set for a matchup with Savannah this evening. Head coach Matt Webb, senior Cooper Gassler with us. Cooper, you're a physical tight end. You're able to step in there and block, but also release and go out there, and you're receiving weapon there for Derek Quinlan in this offense. How do you kind of play that role of kind of being that hybrid offensive lineman at times, of sometimes I'm the extra tackle, sometimes I'm another guy that goes down the field, and just keeping yourself mentally ready, play in, play out?
Yeah, so pretty much I just try to focus on doing my job for the team and, you know, being selfless, so blocking as hard as I can, so maybe the next play we could set up for a good pass or something like that, you know, running my routes hard to get someone else open, just being really selfless and just playing with all I got.
Coach Webb, working with a guy like this that is kind of in a spot to where sometimes he's going to have a big game, 2-3 catches, and other times it might be a couple weeks without, but it's kind of focused on keeping the running backs going or keeping your quarterback upright, and kind of a selfless position there.
Yeah, you know, Cooper's a, you know, great example. He plays a position. We talk about everybody doing their 1/11th, and you know, there's 11 players on the field, and Cooper's role at tight end is super important, because just like you mentioned, it fits in our run game, but a lot of times, you know, his name's not the one getting the press or the yardage and blocking, you know, and the coaches know it and his teammates know it. But at the same time, you know, he's done a good job catching the ball and being available for Derek and getting himself in position to be open. And, you know, he's just gotten really, you know, good at that over his years at tight end and that experience. I mean, you can certainly tell, you know, Cooper's worked hard in the weight room. He's done a good job of kind of learning the position and growing up in the program. And obviously being a senior, he's having a great year.
You know, there are certain moments I feel like the teams will fall asleep and there's a big third down conversion and bam, you hit across the middle, 3rd and 8, you pick it up and move the chains. You kind of get a feel during a football game of like, all right, they're kind of sleeping on me at this point. I'm going to get a chance for a big catcher before long.
Yeah, I do. It feels really good to pick up those first downs, because some teams just, you know, they don't really guard me and they kind of forget about me. So when Derek dumps one to me and I can just get that first down, it feels awesome.
Now, you've got good hands. Does that stem back to being a dual sport guy in baseball, or where does that come from?
Yeah, I'd say playing baseball ever since I could pretty much walk has helped my hands. Played a lot of travel ball throughout the years. Played a lot of travel ball with some of the guys we're going to play tonight, so that's always fun.
Is there anyone specific you're going to exchange words with? Maybe I shouldn't ask you that, actually.
Yeah,
we'll skip over that one.
Yeah, skip over that one.
We'll just kind of watch and we'll see as the game plays out. Mm-hmm. Hardest thing to do in sports? We thinking hit a curveball? Is it a fastball that's pumped in there high and tight? Or is there something that you're doing on the football field that takes it to another level?
Honestly, I'm going to have to go with St. Pius had this pitcher, Carter Luke. He's committed to Kansas University. And his slider was probably the hardest pitch I've ever tried to hit.
Did you get a piece?
No. No.
Well, you haven't seen Coach Webb pitch, though. So.
Yeah, that is true.
The old knuckle curve. You know, and someday, you know, Adam Doral and I are good friends, and he, of course, was a Spoof fan. He's got a great story on a knuckle curve that has improved over our years of – I'm just – for everybody on the air knows that, you know, Coach Doral's stories may not – There's a little bit of truth in there, but not very much.
They just that pitch gets better and better as the years go.
Yeah, it was, you know, it dropped off the table 5 feet and, you know, it was coming, started at 90 and then finished at 60 or whatever. It's a lie.
All right, last one before I let you guys go. It is baseball season since it's October also. We've got the NLCS and ALCS set. You have a World Series prediction?
To be honest, probably the Astros, but I haven't been watching much baseball because the Cardinals lost.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go with the Astros, though.
Coach Webb, have you kept up on baseball?
I have not. I have to admit, it was a lot of fun watching the Royals run that they made a few years ago, and then I'll get excited about the first few weeks, and I think with the Royals this year, it lasted the first week, maybe 10 days, I don't know, 4 days. I love watching fall baseball. Like I said, the playoffs is always, you know, the dramatics of it, and sports in general, you know, kind of brings you back to being a kid and enjoying each other and enjoying those moments. I think it was awesome watching what Bryce Harper did the other night and just the highlights and things like that. So as a defensive coach, I always enjoy a good pitching duel. So sometimes these playoff games, I'll, you know, tune in and watch a good, you know, watch somebody use the relievers right and the closers and a good pitching duel.
Great playoff baseball on the way, but even more importantly, a fantastic football game on the way tonight. Maryville hosting Savannah. Coach Webb Cooper, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Spoof Hounds kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll pregame on KXEV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe at 6:30.